I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It is Friday. Thank God.
So you think it's a bad idea to take the pool and go in the pool with the phone?
If you like your phone.
I mean, I do.
It's not going to work when you get out.
Are you going to punch yourself through?
Yeah, I'm going to punch myself in the stomach.
I didn't understand any of that. And despite what Chris Bradshaw says, I still like Bill Shaken at the LA Times, even though he thinks no one listens to sports talk radio in Los Angeles.
Chris is having fun there. Chris on those intros.
Well, it was kind of ridiculous. But anyway, someone said to me, what about this, John? If I paid you $100 to be hypnotized, would you do it?
No.
Well, you do anything for $100.
Yeah, but I don't trust myself hypnotized.
Okay, well, what do I always say?
I would do anything for money that doesn't ruin my health or threaten my career.
So this would threaten your career?
Oh, hell yeah.
I'd do it for 10 grand.
You'd do it for 10
grand.
You get hypnotized?
That's my money. That's my
all right.
Number. Yeah. What is your number?
I'll do it for ten grand. Yeah.
$10,000.
I'll do it for $10,000.
I wouldn't do it for $1,000, but yeah. $10,000. I would.
$10,000. I'm with Momo.
Yeah.
So is it
you guys
good
come
enough?
Up? You, Greg, you're management here. You come up with $20,000, and Marona and I will do it together on the air.
I'll do it. Oh, not on the air.
That'd be so much fun.
I need $25,000.
Oh, wow! That takes away from the fun.
And if he's coming up with
what you
ten
think the
grand,
listeners, these loyal listeners that Bill Shaken doesn't like, thinks that. But is it good enough for 10 grand? Like, is 10 grand, is it that good enough information that 10 grand is worth?
I don't know. It depends what I cough up.
I
don't know.
If you cough up everything.
I can't tell you what I'm going to say when I'm under hypnosis.
Oh, I think you have an idea.
Yeah, you have an idea.
You know what you're worried about.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
they're more, right now.
They're more other people's secrets than mine.
I know.
Even better.
But I would feel horrible revealing him because I promised him I wouldn't.
But it's under hypnosis.
What if you just told me during the break?
Oh, can you do that?
I'll tell you this. It would be the end of Mason in Ireland.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah.
If you told it in a break, it'd be the end?
Yeah.
In a break?
No. If I told it under hypnosis.
Oh, okay.
No. I'll tell you in the break why.
Okay.
But it would be the end.
Wow.
Mason has three or four things that if I ever let him out, that's it. We're done.
This is the end.
You can't do this to me. This is so unfair.
And I'll never tell you.
You'll never tell me. Even if I went in the break, I wouldn't be able to
hear. You can't come in during the break. I'm only telling Ramona.
I believe you.
What?
You probably know a couple of them.
I might.
Yeah.
I might. You know what's funny is...
How can you... This is so cruel. This is the meanest thing either of you have ever done to me.
None of them would have been bigger than the gay thing. The gay thing for years tormented Mason. And I kept telling him, you got to come out. It'll be great.
I know. I go...
Nope. Not doing it.
Ellen came out when I was in high school. This is a long time later.
I was prepared. Yeah. If anybody ever tried to blow him up on the air, I was prepared to take the grenade.
How would you have done it?
Okay, so if somebody calls and like we're just taking calls and somebody would have called and said, Mason, I know you're gay and you're a phony and everybody knows you're gay and I can't believe you're going on the air and do it.
Yeah.
I would have said, okay, this is something that's come up before. One of us is gay, but it's not Mason. It's me. And I'm not embarrassed to tell you. And now that you've aggressively confronted us with this, now you know. And if you want to make fun of me for it, go ahead.
Wow.
That's what I would have done.
Okay.
But it never came up that way. No. Nobody ever threatened to out him.
I remember for years.
Remember how nervous he was?
Yeah, I did a podcast.
That's
with
the first
him.
Time you ever did it. That was the trial run.
Yeah, it was a trial run. And then one day he just did it. I think Israel Gutierrez came out. And then it sort of emboldened him to... speak his truth, and he just did
it. The weirdest thing about that is, and I told this story recently on the air, is that so when he started to feel comfortable to talk about it, one of the first times he talked about it, he goes, okay, those of you who've been listening know this, but in case you don't, I'm one of the gays.
Yeah.
I'm one of those guys.
I remember that.
And a friend of mine who's gay immediately texts me and says, tell Mason not to say that. That's offensive to us. I go, he's one of you. He goes, doesn't matter. Offensive. I'm going, that's where you're coming down on it?
Yeah, now, the best ever was, first you're gay, now you're gray.
Yeah.
That was
my political ad.
Yeah.
So we had, it was during an election, and we were supposed to come up with attack ads on the other guy.
Excellent.
And Jorge, see if you can find my attack
ads. These are so good.
And so... what my attack ad was basically that you can't
trust
Mason to be honest because he wasn't honest about being gay. He wasn't honest about going gray. He dyed his hair for a lot of years and blah, blah, blah. And he thought those were funny. He thought that was great. Okay. Jorge, before you go, play the Raider music. This is very encouraging to Bergman, Ramona, and me. Now, if you listen to the station, you know that we, and along with Kirk Morrison, we are Raider fans. There aren't many of us. We get attacked for it. We are ridiculed.
There are many of us.
No, at the station.
Oh, okay.
I think there's four. I think it's me, you,
yeah.
Bergman, and Kirk Morrison.
Yeah.
Am I leaving anybody out, Craig?
Not that I can think of off the top. Well, Alan Sliwa now.
Everybody
Did we
else.
Convert him?
Well, but yeah, Sliwa just roots for whoever is the Charger playing because he's mad at the Spanos.
Sure, but he's going to go in full Raider gear to the first Raiders Charger game.
Yeah. Okay, so.
He would. He totally would.
I have some going with very him. Encouraging words from the great Diana Rossini.
Yes.
ESPN analyst on Get Up. 2 days ago, Diana said this, quote, "I have the Vegas Raiders going to the Super Bowl this year. I think Derek Carr, Devontae Adams, Darren Waller, I think they're going to be able to come up with something real good with Josh McDaniels. Look, the last time the Raiders were able to go far, they had a top defense. Their defense needs to be top five in order to go all the way, but I think that could happen. I think they have a real good chance." How? I'm just saying. Is she, Greg, I'll start with you. Is Diana overrating the Raiders, in your opinion?
No, absolutely not.
You think they have a legitimate Super Bowl chance? 17
legitimate.
Games this year, what's their record?
17 games a year, I think they go 13-4.
Whoa, that division?
In that division, yes. I think they're better than the other teams. I also think that the Chiefs are going to fall off a little bit without Tyreek Hill because that was a huge, huge part of that offense. And the fact that Patrick Mahomes was able to get away, he would always find Tyreek Hill.
Right.
Now he doesn't have that anymore.
They beat the Chiefs once a year. But,
yeah, they usually do, and they usually split with the Chargers. But I think that they have such a good team this year. I think their offensive line has gotten better. Their defense with Chandler Jones and Max Crosby on the ends.
That's true.
Ooh. All right, Momo,
really good.
Is Diana Rossini overrating our Raiders?
You can never overrate the Raiders.
All right, 17 games this year. What's their record?
12-5.
Right around the same.
You guys are high on the Raiders.
12-5.
That's awesome.
That's good.
They have to be this year, though. Otherwise, Derek Carr is done.
All right, the two of you are only wrong about one thing. The Raiders' record this year, like it is every year, 17-0.
I totally missed that. I totally should have done it, and I forgot about it.
17-0 again! Another one.
It. Just play the music. Don't you just feel it? How could you hear this music and be a Raider fan?
I actually underestimated. The Raiders already won the Hall of Fame game. They're going to win tomorrow night.
Yes!
So we count the three preseasons plus the three playoff games, including the Super Bowl, 23-0.
Never lost.
Let's go. Let's go.
23-0 for the Raiders.
Where's that LeVar Ball sound? Never lost.
Never lost. Man, how great would it be if the Raiders won? You know how
I bet
bitter,
LeVar's a Raider
fan. You know how
fan.
Bitter everybody would be around here?
Yes.
Everybody would be so bent. Listen to this. Turn this up.
I got goosebumps. It's not even cold in here. Goosebumps everywhere.
Don't ruin the bit. Oh, God, it's so
Never lost.
Never lost.
I'm undefeated. Never lost.
Yes. LeVar is definitely a Raider fan, don't you think?
God, I wish Mason was here. He would literally have thrown up over this.
He'd be like, can we turn this off now? You can't have something that can vibrate in your pants pocket. Why you gotta play that, Jorge?
I have a feeling that won't be the first time we hear that.
Jorge, when you got me to do the acceptance speech for the Mandy Award, right?
Yeah.
I was like 2 weeks postpartum, super hormonal and weird. And I was like, okay, I don't look like I should be in public right now, but I have to do a speech that they're gonna play in front of hundreds or maybe thousands of people. Yeah. What should I do? I grabbed a Raider jersey and leaned in.
That a girl. Yeah. All right, coming up next. If someone offered you $10 million for an endorsement. For an endorsement. So you just do an ads for somebody for $10 million.
Okay.
Any way you turn that down, $10 million, somebody you know did just that. I'll tell you who it is coming up next. Lie of the day at the bottom of the hour. Game of games before we're through. Mason in Ireland, Momo in for Mace, ESPN LA.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It is Momo in Ireland today. Coming up in 15 minutes, lie of the day. Get ready for that. Game of games. It's Jorge's game. We have the weirdest month ever in Game of Games so far. I don't know if you've heard about this, Momo.
She won yesterday.
With your victory yesterday. Here are the standings. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Bergman 2, Ireland 2, Laura 1, Beto 1, Jacob 1, Jorge won, Funch won, Pepe won, Momo won. Literally, anybody's got a chance. And today it's Jorge's game. And Jacob Imrani is supposed to be here. I haven't seen Jacob yet. But
he should be coming up any moment.
Okay. All right, Bergman.
Yes.
Who's the most famous person to come out of your high school?
A lot of famous people came out of my high
school. Who's the top of the list?
Well, Jim Rome came out of there. Okay. Elizabeth Berkeley came out of there. Topanga.
Which high school?
Calabasas High School.
Oh, yeah.
It was before Jim it Rome was the Kardashians, just to be clear.
Jim Rome is bigger than Elizabeth Berkeley. Not to shade the star of Showgirls.
Wonderful movie.
One time Mason did.
I know.
Mason said.
Ricky Schroeder.
I heard about this.
He's pretty. So one time Mason said, like, he made a comment like, that performance in that movie was as bad as Elizabeth Berkeley was in Showgirls. And someone forwarded it to her, and she got mad and tweeted, like, I will not be demeaned by middle-aged talk show hosts who don't respect my career. And I thought Mason would, like, apologize immediately. Yeah. He went the other way.
Yeah. She related to Bill Shaken?
He goes, I've been thinking. Yeah. And Mason's like, I watched it again. And it's still the worst performance in a movie. Jorge, who's the most famous person to come out of your high school?
I just looked it up, and I have Tom House from the Atlanta Braves and Darrell Lewis, who played for the...
Tom House is now a very famous pitching coach. I think he works out of USC.
Mm-hmm. The Menendez brothers went to my high
school.
Ooh, that's big.
Yeah.
That is big.
That was
Mine is probably Mark McGrath, the lead singer from Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
Leslie Mann. The
actress, Leslie Mann is huge.
Judge Apatow's wife.
I would go Leslie Mann there.
Bill McDonald.
Oh, of course. And Billy Mack.
Those are the four. Momo, the answer for you might be you.
It's definitely not me, but according to that very unscientific Facebook poll that you guys helped me win, I am.
Yeah. Go to El Camino?
Yeah, I went to El Camino Real in Woodland Hills. Okay. We're now the Royals. We used to be the Conquistadors, but
politically incorrect. Yeah. But did not Tiffany Haddish.
Tiffany Haddish,
go to your
and she
high
went
school?
To the school at the same time I was there.
Do you remember her?
I remember her now, okay, but at the time I didn't. I think she was a grade younger than me.
Did you have a lot of black kids in your school?
Yeah.
Okay, because we didn't. Yeah. I was Lily White, Corona Del Mar. We had two.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We did, but she was the grade below me, so that sometimes you don't know people who are not your grade. Right.
Right.
Like, it was a big school, too. She was also the mascot in the band. I didn't know that until she told me.
Okay.
She DM'd me. Can I tell you she DM'd me?
When that contest was going on?
In that stupid Twitter thing, she and I both tweeted about it.
Wow.
And I won because I think I just tried harder.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I think if she would have put the full force.
We put the full power of ESPN LA behind you. And if Bill Shaken's right and no one listens to sports radio, you never would have won.
Okay, but you know who I actually think is probably more famous now? Billy Zabka. Cobra Kai. Johnny Lawrence.
Oh, that's a cool one. I like that one.
Okay. I think Billy,
is he like Billy or William?
William. Yeah. I tweeted him and I Instagram him in sort of a strange way because I'm like, dude, it's Billy Zabka went to El Camino, and he never responds to me.
You really should.
Okay.
You can get an appearance on the show.
The reason I brought this up is Tiffany Haddish.
Yes.
There is a story, this is in the New York Post, page 6, that Tiffany Haddish once turned down a $10 million offer just to post something. But she said it was against her brand. It would have made her feel like crap. So she told Cosmopolitan in a cover story published yesterday, quote, I turned down $10 million because my soul is worth more than that to me. My spirit, my integrity, how I want to be able to look at myself in the mirror is all more important. Can I just say, to me, I don't think my soul is that important.
Wait, what was the ad?
She
didn't say.
But I'm trying to think of what, Greg, can you think of anything? $10 million that to get me to post. If it was something that would be career ending, like it was anti-Semitic, if it was anti-gay, political,
yeah,
maybe I don't do it. But right. Anything else, any product, like...
What if it was something from your hypnotist?
Oh.
Well, that would be career ending. That I would have to move. But, Momo, $10 million. Some company comes to you and says, Ramona, post this on our behalf. We'll give you $10
million. It depends
if
on the
it's
company.
Not, if yeah. it's not political.
Yeah, probably okay? doing it.
I can't think of what did she turn down?
It had to be something with something that's really bad.
The Live Tour?
I'll tell you. Live Tour. If the Live Tour offers me $10 million to come work for them, goodbye.
Gone.
See ya. I'll be the lead voice of the Live Tour. Plus, it'd be like $10 million a year.
Yeah, no, they could just keep giving you money.
Yeah, and then I would just tell David Faraday to do all my interviews for me. but $10 million, that's a ton of money to turn down.
Yeah.
$10 million.
I remember Max Kellerman told me, everybody always has a number. There's always a number. Well, you'll say yes.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with him.
Yeah.
I think that's true. One time, the most Mason and I ever got offered to do an endorsement, and we both turned it down, it was going to be, if I remember correctly, $2,000 a week to do live endorsements for a guy named, he was a penile enlargement clinic doctor, and we were just starting the show. And so
$2,000 a week.
$2,000 a week. So that, what if you, you know, so if you, it's an extra $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
And I thought about it, and I went, I just, he's a doctor. I don't want to encourage people to do anything medically. And as it turns out, he botched a surgery and lost his medical license. So it was the best thing that we ever did. But the guy's ads were really funny. So the guy's ads would start with, it'd be like an announcer voice, like Morales.
Yeah.
and he would say, these are actual testimonials. And you'd hear a girl's voice go, he was the nicest guy I ever dated, but it was just too small. And then you hear another a different disembodied voice say, he played 4 games of racquetball and never took a shower.
Oh, man.
And then the announcer voice comes in and goes, if these comments have happened to you, you need to contact Dr. So-and-so, penile enlargement clinic doctor.
Oh, my goodness.
And the guy goes, we need actual testimonials from people. Will Mason or Ireland do it? And we both turned it down. But we then took that ad.
Oh, yeah.
The clips from that ad. And our open for a year was for the morning show. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, and it's time for Mason and Ireland. Steve Mason. and you'd hear, he played 4 games of racquetball and never took a shower. John Ireland.
Oh.
He was the nicest guy I ever dated, but it was just too small.
Oh, my
Mason
God.
And Ireland, now! Boom! And we made fun of it and did all this stuff. And then when the guy got sued for malpractice, and they had to pull the ads off the station, he lost his license, we stopped talking about it.
Well, you gave more free advertising than
real
advertising.
Yeah, this was in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it didn't take, but that's the only time I've even remotely, but that was, Ramona, that was $100,000.
Yeah.
This is $10
million. $10 million.
She turned down $10 million.
So I have to turn down a lot of ads. I don't really do ads unless I have to, if it's a live read that I don't get paid for the live reads and stuff. Because journalistically, I don't want to be that girl, right?
Right.
It's different. It's different.
If it was for something you used?
Something I used
with the boys, like for a diaper genie.
Yeah, that'd probably be fine.
Yeah.
If it's, there's just certain credibility things that you have to think how that's going to look. I mean, I was trying to explain this to somebody today, actually. I was doing a podcast for somebody, and there's just something to be said for a lot of times in my side of the business, you get to know people professionally, but they're people you cover. And it may feel like friendship or it may feel like a relationship, but it's a professional relationship. You cover
right.
them.
Right.
You have to always think how something's going to look in the light of day when it's not, right? You have mm-hmm. to, it's how it's going to look to an objective way. You always have to be very aware of the optics. And so I think like that's why a lot of ads.
Yeah, probably smart. Oh, yeah. By the way, speaking of ads,
yeah.
we found my Steve Mason political ad
oh,
that
so
we were
good.
Talking about earlier. Here it is. Here is my ad against Steve Mason.
I'm John Ireland, and I approve this message.
In these difficult times, our leaders have never been under more pressure to make the right decisions. Steve Mason can't make any decisions. He couldn't decide when to come out as gay. He couldn't decide when to let his hair go gray. Just this week, he canceled his Grubhub order twice in the same night. He can't even decide what to have for dinner. When the pressure is on, do you really want Steve Mason making the important decisions?
Don't ever underestimate my stupidity.
Paid for by the Morning Show Super PAC with John Ireland.
Oh, those were fun.
Oh, so good.
Those were the days. All right, coming up next, Lie of the Day. Open the phones, Bergman. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-3776. If you can identify my lie of the day, we will give you two tickets to Jacob and Ronnie's suite at the LAFC game on Tuesday night. Jacob will be there. Mason will be there. Bergman will be there. Jorge will be there. A plethora of ESPN hosts. And Jacob will pick up the tab for everything you're eating and drinking in the suite. And we'll give you two tickets if you can correctly identify what I lied about today. That's coming up next. But first, let me tell you about the ESPN bundle. I've had this for over a year. It's the greatest. You get ESPN Plus. You get Disney Plus. You get access to every 30 for 30, unrivaled UFC access, live coverage of 35 PGA events, tons of college hoops. Get the ESPN Plus and Disney Plus bundle today. You can stream any of it anytime. Go to ESPNLABundle.com to learn more. Lie of the Day next, followed by Game of Games, Mason and Ireland. Momo in for Mace, ESPN LA.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, time for Game of Games.
Good song.
And, yes, it is a good song. But in the interest of fairness, all right, we played my attack ad against Mason.
Oh, this is good.
Mason did an attack ad against me. And we thought in the interest of equal time, like in all political elections.
You have to have equal time.
Yeah, this was Mason's attack ad about me.
John Ireland lives in an ivory tower in a gated community in Manhattan Beach. And now he wants to represent LA's working man. With a forehead like Jimmy Neutron and a country club membership, John Ireland has been the play-by-play announcer for the Lakers for five miserable seasons. He says it's a coincidence, but ask yourself, is John Ireland the reason the Lakers can't win a championship? Chris Morales calls John Ireland a pain in the ass. He's a terrible golfer, says Hall of Famer James Worthy. Even wife Lisa Ireland says, I'm voting for gay stoner Steve Mason. John Ireland, a risky gamble with an ivory tower big forehead loser with too many pocket squares.
I'm Steve Mason and I approve this message.
Now, those are two pretty effective ads. Wouldn't you say?
Those are great. Like, you really studied the art of political ad making and nailed it. The only thing is, I think at the end, there's a few too many name callings at the end of Mason's ad.
No, I liked them. I thought it was effective. You want to attack on those ads.
But, you want to say he's not one of us. He says he understands your problems.
He doesn't. He's too stoned to understand
your
problems.
He also missed the callback to, are you better off 4 years from now, 4 years ago than you are today? Better off today? Like, he made it about the Lakers in the 5 years, but he could have done the, like, are you better off now?
It's time for Game of Games. Ramona, or I'm teaming, it's time for Lie of the Day.
Yeah.
Do you think you've got the lie?
No,
you don't.
Not at
Greg,
all.
Do you think
I'm
you've got it?
So I thought I had it, and then you told like seven more stories,
yeah, right,
and I don't know anymore.
Yeah, I did that intentionally. Jorge, you think you got it?
I think I do, yeah.
Okay.
I also
text
don't
me, Jorge,
listen,
if you think you've got it.
Like, I listen, and it doesn't stick.
Right.
It just goes in there, and then it's out, and we're on to the next segment.
All right. If you can properly identify the lie of the day, you're going to Jacob Imrani's suite at the Bank of California Stadium on Tuesday night with everybody from ESPN LA. Mason's going, Jorge's going, Bergman's going. Jacob's going to join us next for Game of Games. First person who gets a crack at this is Richard in Thousand Oaks. Hi, Richard. You're on ESPN LA. What did I lie about, Richard?
I'm going to say you never went to MedMen.
Oh, good guess.
That's a good guess.
But I did. It's an incorrect guess. Jorge got it.
Yeah.
Jorge got it on his first guess, so it can't be that hard. Patrick in Pasadena is next.
Oh. Shots fired at Jorge. Jeez.
What did I say?
I guess that it can't be that hard. Come on.
Yeah, that's what I think. If you got it, it can't be that hard. Patrick?
He's just doubling down.
Yo.
What did I lie about?
I think the whole story about the doctor wanting to pay you guys.
No, that is a good guess, but we did get an opportunity to do ads for a penile enlargement clinic that would have paid us $2,000 a month, but we turned it down. We each turned it down. We didn't have take that offer.
If you were listening to the segment, you know the answer to that.
Raul in Orange County. Hey, Raul, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, what'd I lie about, Raul?
I think it was, you said Lisa couldn't sleep and was up at 1:30 in the morning, so you told her to just drive over to Utah.
Yeah, that's
that
all
hour.
True.
Said that
good guess.
Too, yeah.
All right, so three guesses. Nobody's got it yet, so here's a hint. It had to do with a story that Bergman brought up. Bergman told a story, I reacted to it, and in my reaction was the lie.
Got it.
Greg, do you have it?
Yeah, now I got it.
Okay. Eddie,
I don't listen to Greg either. So
Eddie in Long Beach. Eddie, you
how
there?
Did you get these seats?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Eddie, what did I lie about?
Okay, John, I believe that you lied about Judy Settle texting you about a guy with a 90-degree arm.
No, Judy did text me. That was Judy, the great Judy Seto. So that's not it. Okay, the story, Greg, correct me if I'm wrong. The story you brought up, was it during Bobcat or outside of Bobcat?
It was during Bobcat.
Okay, so Greg brought it up during Bobcat. Here's Danny in La Puente. Hey, Danny, you're on ESPN LA. Hi.
Yeah, I'm going to guess it was the Uber story, canceling the Uber because he didn't think
No, that was true. I did cancel an Uber and they didn't show. But, Danny, that will lead me to my next hint. It is car related. It's not the Uber story, but it is automotive related. All right, it's a big hint. Raymond. In L.A. Raymond, what did I lie about?
Well, I would say the lie of the day and the lie of the year is you actually being a Raider fan.
No.
Oh!
If you've been listening for a while.
I mean, that's true, too.
Yeah, that's true, too. All right. It specifically, let me see if this is too big of a hint. A part of the lie has to do with. Oh, that's a good hint.
Yeah.
Ramona Googled it.
Ah.
Ramona Googled something, and then I lied about it.
Oh, see, now I know what it is because it involves me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Okay, Mason.
I love you, Momo.
Mason's not here, or is she? Yeah. Otis in Longdale. All right, that's a lot of hints, Otis. Ramona Googled it. Bergman brought it up during Bobcat. It's automotive related. What did I lie about?
The lie of the day is you got a parking site.
Boom, Otis! Not only have I never let my registration lapse, I'm the type of guy that as soon as it comes in the mail, next day I pay.
100%. You are definitely that guy.
My sticker is like 9 months in advance. I've never even gotten down to
I've never seen you with one hair out of place.
Thank you.
By the way, this is Momo.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah. Otis, congratulations, man. You're going Tuesday night. You can bring somebody with you. Jacob Imrani is here. And Jacob, Otis has full permission to empty the minibar at your suite, right?
Absolutely. We're doubling up for Otis.
All right, Otis, you're in. And hang on. Bergman's going to get some info from you. Line five.
Bring it around.
Hey, all that stuff. All that stuff. And the reason Jacob is here is he sponsors Game of Games. We had him play last week when we were at Rams camp. First time Jacob has ever played. I took him to overtime. I took him to the tiebreaker.
I was listening.
And Jacob knocked me out.
Yeah.
So he's the only person in our Game of Games world who has a perfect winning percentage. He is 1-0. But I'm coming for you now.
We're changing that today.
I'm coming for you now. It is Jorge's game. Jorge, was it your game that Jacob won last time?
Was it last Friday? If it was a Friday, that probably.
Yeah, I think it was. So Jorge always has great games, and it's coming next. Momo Informace, Game of Games sponsored by the great Jacob Imrani, is next. ESPN LA. Mace isn't here, but Momo's here.
I'm standing up.
And we have Momo say
Let's
seriously.
Go.
Jacob
Let's
Imrani
go.
Is here.
Stand up. Let's go.
No, I love this.
Yes. Oh, I'm standing. I'm always standing, Momo. There you go, Jacob.
No, Jacob's standing.
Let's go. Let's do that Dodger thing that you said, right?
Does it make you
Turner thing.
Does it make you uncomfortable that even though you're standing and I'm sitting, we're still the same height?
No, I'm used to it.
Okay. So Game of Games is very,
super short over here.
Very close this month. Here are the totals in Game of Games. Now,
you don't have to stand. I just
You can if you want, though, Jacob.
In respect for you, I'm
standing. All right.
Bergman 2, Ireland 2, Laura 1, Beto 1, Jacob 1, Jorge 1, Funch 1, Pepe 1, Momo 1 yesterday in a dominant appearance.
Go.
And she is dialed in. Jorge Briones has Game of Games. Jorge's games are always great. What do we got today, Jorge?
All right, guys. So I hope you know your movies because I got 21 different movie quotes, and I want you to guess
oh,
that
love
movie.
It.
Oh, I may not
love
be good
it.
At this. Okay,
okay, so it's
movie.
Bergman.
We'll
it's Bergman, Momo, Jacob. Is your All name right. is your name your buzzer?
Name is your buzzer, yes.
All right, here we go.
All right, here we go.
Jacob, name's your buzzer.
All right, Jacob, so if you know Jacob, just say your name.
Okay. All right, ready, Jacob? Here we go.
There's no crying in baseball!
Greg.
Greg.
That is... League of Their Own.
Oh, great.
Very close. Okay, Greg's on the board.
Houston, we have a problem.
Oh, Jacob.
Greg.
Apollo 13.
Apollo 13.
Oh, I didn't even hear Burton say anything.
I didn't either.
Okay, here we go.
All of us. Okay.
All right, here we go. Number three.
Rose.
Momo. Where we're going, there are no roads. Back to the future.
You almost missed that.
She got it.
I got it.
Jacob and I aren't on the board. Yeah. They're quick.
Jacob, does your mic work? Can you say Jacob real fast?
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, you're working. All right, Jacob, we got
to
get
you're
with it.
You're just going to have to go fast. No, right, actually, you know what? Get the bounce going.
That's right.
Just get the bounce.
All right. 2-1, Bergman in front.
Number four.
You've got to ask yourself one question.
Ireland. It's Dirty Harry.
Yes, it is.
Dirty Harry. Yeah, that's good.
All right. Okay. Bergman 2, Momo 1. Ireland won. Jacob, you alive over there?
I'm trying. You guys are coming for me today.
Right, here we go. Here we go.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while.
It's Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That's right. Oh, man.
Yeah, Ireland 2, Bergman 2, Momo 1.
The key, Jacob, is to bring in even if you don't know it.
All right, here we go. Next one.
Life was life.
Greg.
Greg.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Son of a...
Careful.
All right, Bergman 3.
All right, here we go. Next one.
It's alive.
Oh, this is the old one. This is real. Yes.
Momo.
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein
it is.
Oh, yeah. Momo.
All right. Bergman 3. Momo 2. Ireland 2. Jacob.
Not breathing today.
Jacob scoreless so far.
On the next one. Ring in before you even hear anything.
She's trying to trick you. Here we go.
Here we go.
Greg.
Greg.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Yes, good morning, Vietnam.
Are you sure you didn't hear me first?
No. Bergman's got four. Here
Blame
we go.
The delay. Blame the delay. Okay. here's the next one.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Ireland.
Greg. Ireland.
Oh. Goodfellas.
Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was good.
Bergman 4, Ireland 3, Ramona 2. Jacob!
Let's go! Come on, Jacob. Come on, let's go.
Just say Jacob for me one time.
I'm going to do it right now. Jacob!
Yeah, there it is. Perfect. All right. It works. It works. It works.
This is yours, Jacob, right here.
Snakes.
Jacob!
Momo!
Why did it have to be snakes?
Momo! Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones today?
Oh, okay. It's getting close. Except for you, Jacob. You suck.
you at least ring in.
I'm just a guest here today.
That's okay. Right,
here's the next one.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Ireland.
I can't
Ireland.
Even hear it.
Jaws.
Jaws it is.
I wouldn't have got that.
Tied with Bergman. Ireland and Bergman each have four. Momo has three.
Okay, right, next let's one. Go.
Show me the mic.
Greg. That was me.
That was tough. Let's go, Greg.
Jerry Maguire.
Just because you're in the room.
No, it has nothing to do with that. I went in first.
Jorge, are those things labeled?
No. Okay. They're Adobe Edition.
You know what? He's sitting closer to you.
Yeah. All right, Bergman, you got the lead. I thought Ramona was
first. I can't see anything anyway.
Okay, good. Justin's blocking Greg's view.
That doesn't matter. I'm getting it off the sound. Hey, that's complaining, by the way. You be careful.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Next one.
Wax on.
Greg.
Jackson.
Momo.
Greg.
I was first there. Yeah, it was Karate Kid.
Karate Kid.
Yeah, he was first there.
Okay.
I thought I was first.
Deal. Okay.
Sorry, Jacob.
Okay. Here we go.
All right, here's next one.
Say hello to my
Greg.
Little friend.
Jacob. Greg.
Scarface.
Scarface.
Okay, Bergman's got a commanding lead now. He's up 7-4. Here we go.
All right, here's the next one.
I'll be back.
Greg.
Jacob.
Ireland.
That is Terminator.
That is Terminator.
Okay, dang 7-5.
That's actually Terminator 2.
Shut up.
I got in trouble for that.
Stop.
That was Terminator 2. Hey, I got in trouble for that last time. Just saying.
Right, dangerously one. Close to losing
you know
a point.
I think we need to start tuning him out.
It was Terminator 2?
No. Here we go.
I see dead.
Greg.
Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense.
7-6, Bergman. Coming for you.
I'm just going to say it louder.
I got four more.
Okay,
four more. Here we go.
Last four.
I got to get one. I have to get one.
Here we go.
I'm going to make him an offer again.
Ireland.
Greg.
Ireland.
Godfather.
Godfather.
Tied up, Bergman. Three left.
All right, here we go.
You're killing me, Smart.
Greg.
Ireland.
Sandlot.
That is Sandlot.
Oh, boom, got the lead.
Good job.
Two more.
Good job. You just got to go, Jacob. Come on. You got to go.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hasta la vista.
Greg.
Jacob.
All right, Jacob. Let's give it to Jacob.
Jacob.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Come on, Jacob.
Come on.
Three.
It's already been said.
One.
It's Schwarzenegger.
Greg.
Oh, yes.
Greg.
He's got it. Let's give it to him.
What movie is Schwarzenegger in?
What is it?
I'm under stress right now. Too much pressure.
We already said it.
Terminator.
There it is. Jacob's on the board.
You're only giving him that so you don't
pressure.
Get
pressure.
All right. Here's the last one.
Here we go.
Who and
Greg?
And beyond.
Greg, Toy Story.
Toy Story.
Okay,
we're tied.
We got a problem here. Okay, so if he has a tiebreaker, we each get one.
All right, that's fair.
Fair enough.
I got one more.
Okay.
I'll get this one.
Here we go.
Listen closely. This is between you two, right?
Yeah, just me and Bergman playing this.
I'll help you, John, if I
can. No.
Help. No help. Here we go.
No, we're ganging up on you.
All right, here he goes.
I am your father.
Greg.
Star Wars.
I am your father.
Yeah, Darth Vader.
Okay, Bergman, you get it. You get the point.
Yeah, baby!
You're up 3-2. Jacob!
Yeah! Good job, Jacob.
Jacob, your dominance in Game of Games is short-lived. What happened?
It's called the sophomore jinx.
No. This is just a really hard game. You have to go so fast. And you have to be super nerdy to
Jorge, great game, though, man. That was a great game.
Good job, guys.
On the outside, although... Greg, the fact that Star Wars was the tiebreaker is basically right in your.
I don't have
freaking...
any. Yeah, I was so in my wheelhouse, but that's just.
I have a note for Jorge on these.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah.
You have to make it to where the first part of the quote is not the one we're all going to know.
But well, no, that's why he does.
Well,
that's
why. We have quick.
You have to be quick.
It's a movement.
Yeah, I do what I want. Momo, come on, it's my game.
Come at me.
Okay, you, Ramona.
Yeah.
You had three. Now you have two,
because that's a good point.
Come play. Yeah, right. Now, Jacob, are there any restrictions on Tuesday night in the Jacob and Ronnie suite at the LAFC game?
The only
all you can eat, all you can
you're
drink?
Our
all
lawyer.
You can,
all please you can
drink.
All your
the
options.
Only restriction is if you come and you're not hyped up for LAFC.
Okay.
That's the biggest
you
thing
gotta
you want
represent.
You to do. That's right. Represent.
Would you allow a face painter?
Yes.
What, Greg?
How much are you giving me?
Support the team, man. Putty.
Got to support the team.
Yeah.
I mean, I will. I will be happy to do it for some mythical money.
$1,000 of my mythical money if you paint your face.
That's not enough.
Jorge, $1,000 in mythical money if you paint your face.
Half black, half gold. Let's do it.
Done. Okay, yeah. There it is.
Oh,
let's do it.
Took the mythical money.
There we go. Jumping in, Jorge.
Excellent. I actually thought that was... Jorge always puts a lot of work into his games, and so that was well worth doing it. Jacob, did you watch the Field of Dreams game last night at all in Iowa?
I did not.
Okay.
So I did not.
I'm going to describe something that happened that was incredibly creepy.
Ooh.
Harry Carey.
All right.
Showed up as a ghost, as a hologram.
Wow.
All right. Cool or creepy?
For me?
Yeah.
Cool.
For me, creepy as hell.
Really?
Well, I wouldn't want Vin Scully to do it. That's why. Or I'm a Chick Hearn guy. Like, I wouldn't want them to make a hologram of Chick. Right? Jorge, where are you on that? Cool or creepy?
Kind of creepy, man, to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, so I doubt they'll do it again, but it was kind of weird. Momo, you're creepy,
oh,
right?
Oh, I think it's creepy, yeah. I also think it was unnecessary. Like, you just, it's the coolest thing to be out at the Field of Dreams in Iowa anyway. Just let it be cool.
But I think these days everyone's trying to add yet another layer. You know what I'm saying? And everyone's talking about all these guys who are, you know, really just idols of so many people, you know. But obviously it's nice for them to get some feedback, because here, I'm the only person who thought it was cool.
Right. Well, I think that it seems What is this? There's some dispute here. Why did John get Terminator 1? Greg did the same thing last time, and John didn't want Greg to get the point.
And I complained, and I went, fine, give me a minus 1,000.
Yeah. That was the birth of minus 1,000.
Yes, it
was. I think so far this year, Mason, Greg, and I have all played minus 1,000
because
we got fed up and just said, oh, screw all you guys, minus 1,000. Yeah. Well, Bergman, you now have a real opportunity here, because I am in Idaho all next week.
Yes, you are.
So unless you completely wet the bed.
Very possible.
And and don't get any right. And Momo's in here on Monday, even though we're not supposed to know. So I'm counting on you to take Greg down a couple of times next week. While you're here, like, what happened to the Momo that was here yesterday and kicked everyone's ass?
I thought I was on it, but you guys are so fast. Like, there was a lot that were really close, but I think Jorge only has ears for Greg.
No, I thought you know,
Jorge.
Greg, you did well. Hey, Jacob, we got to move on to Super Crosstalk, but thank you for coming in. You're always a good sport. And most of all, thank you for the thing Tuesday night. That's
a
really cool
thing. Guys. It was great.
Yeah, and we'll see. I won't be there, but these guys will all see you on Tuesday.
Well, we're going to miss you.
All right, man. And by the way, we appreciate you sponsoring Game of Games. It is a it was a long-time running joke that we needed somebody – to sponsor Game of Games who actually gets the show.
Yeah.
And that is certainly you.
Well, I appreciate it, you guys.
And so Game of Games, sponsored by Jacobs, as he likes to say, winning matters. After an accident, you got to go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Thank you, my friend. Always
Thanks,
good
guys.
To see
Have
you.
Have a great weekend.
There it is. There's a jingle. Jacob and Ronnie, call Jacob. All right, Jorge, hit the stager. All right, we welcome to the stage Scott Kaplan and Beto Duran. They're going to carry you home through the afternoon. Hey, by the way, what did you guys think of the Harry Carey hologram? Cappy, cool or creepy in your opinion?
I found it creepy, but...
Me too.
I kind of was wondering, and this is where my head goes, is like, so they use Harry Carey, his face, his name, his voice, etc. Anybody get paid on that? Like, is there an estate that makes money?
No, I think
that?
You got to get the Cubs to approve it. And hey, Beto, do me a favor. Walk in here.
Okay,
it's
now?
So, yeah, it's so loud in there that we're going to have trouble hearing you. Beto was in the auxiliary studio because we had everybody in here.
But I didn't watch it. Why I can only hear Greg.
minus 1,000 tomorrow, Monday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it. Minus a point.
minus a point. Headphones over here, Beto, if you need them.
But John, I didn't watch that. I mean, did you guys, Ramona, did you guys watch this game last night? I honestly, there were three things I thought I had a choice of. There was preseason NFL football, which I never watch. There was this Field of Dreams game that if it was not between the Cubs and the Reds, maybe I would have watched it if it was an interesting game, maybe. And then Little League World Series. I went with NFL preseason football.
My problem I have with preseason, Beto, is that nobody plays their guys.
No idea who they are.
Right. No like the weapon. Rams cap play no starters, like 0 for 22.
And there's another reason, the injuries. Drake London, the kid out of USC, right now in the game that's going on, already hurt.
No way.
No, he's coming off an injury.
He already
too.
Came off. So
So, it, and Deshaun Watson's playing, right?
I don't know. I just saw the Twitter where it said Drake's off the field.
Yeah, I know. I know that that the ruling on Deshaun Watson didn't come down, so they're going to play him. Cap, would you play him if you were the Browns, or would you sit him? Oh, what do you got, Greg?
I got some breaking news.
Wait a second. Don't tell me this is happening.
You see
right
it too?
Now.
Wow. Padres star Fernando Tatis Jr. violated Major League Baseball's performance enhancing drug policy and is facing a suspension. Sources familiar with the situation told Jeff Passan.
Yeah, he just tweeted it right now. Why is it hilarious, man? See,
because
you, don't act like you're. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, here's why. Because here's a kid who went home this past summer, got on a motorcycle, fell off, got hurt. Didn't take care of his injury, came back, then had surgery, has missed the entire season so far. They make these trades because, you know, they're thinking, well, when this kid gets back, and now here he is potentially violating some sort of substance abuse policy, which might potentially maybe not put him on the field at all this year. And when I say hilarious, I'm like, dude, what? This kid is not grown up. And his actions would tell you that. Wow, I'm shocked to hear it, though. Wow.
You just put your team in a just a terrible spot. They were, I mean, the whole reason they went and did that trade is so they could put those three stars on the field in the postseason. And now he might jeopardize the postseason.
23 years old.
Jeez, that is brutal.
It just makes
news
you wonder, like, what was he
with
taking
the Padres
to get back?
That, like, stuff just seems to happen to them, right? Like they do all the. I mean, theoretically, they've done everything right here. They've done all these trades. They're going for it. They're all in. I don't know. That's really unfortunate.
It
I hope
makes
it's
you
not
wonder exactly what was he taking to try to get back on the field. And these guys all know what you can and you cannot do.
Games. It just came down.
Is that what it is?
Like they are automatically suspending him?
80 games. 80 game suspension without pay. So I would assume that means that, and that includes playoff games, right?
Yeah, he's done.
There's only 60 games left in the regular season, so this would knock him out.
Where
for
are you seeing the 80 games?
Major League Baseball just released it.
Oh.
This is unbelievable, though. Think about it. Like, again, here's this young kid. He comes in and he, like, makes an immediate impact. They give him a big, gigantic contract long before they had to. And he has turned, I mean, last year, a lot of injuries. And
it's
now
a
this
PED
year, completely gone.
Beto, it's something called close to ball. CLOSTEBOL, performance enhancing. It's a steroid.
Yeah.
And, like you said, you wonder if he, like, look, I'm desperate to get back out there. We have Soto. We can make a World Series right now. And now it's going to completely.
But then the way that they came down with it immediately, which means he probably knew last week, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Right. Yeah, he's been very quiet. He hasn't commented since the Soto trade, has he, Cap?
No, not
at
all.
But he's been, because he's been down in double A.
No, I'm talking about the way that the team probably, or MLB already told him. It's not. This isn't coming as a gotcha to him.
So I'm reading the. I'm reading.
I don't know
this
about
is.
That, Beto.
No, that's what. That's how they usually do it. The players
anabolic
know.
Steroid. It's a derivative of testosterone.
Yeah, the players know usually like what is it, like a week before they're
going
to get suspended like that.
I know, but think about it.
At least. Yes.
But he's been down in double A, and like the manager of the Padres every day. That's all he talks about is You know, he's down there. He hit a couple of hits, a couple at bats. He's doing great. We'll have him back by mid-August.
Well, remember Cap also trying to figure out exactly how much of a suspension or is there another test that they can take? You know, the teams are going to try to do as much as they can to make sure that this doesn't happen.
Boy, yes. To get caught for PEDs
today
is you got to be a pretty big knucklehead.
Yeah.
You're hoping that this is just me speculating. You're hoping that whatever it is you took, is it going to get caught? Like you're
reading about this.
Might be masking something else.
This says it's increased despite the prohibition of the IOC against this drug.
IOC stuff.
IOC. Okay, World Anti-Doping.
Yeah, when you get into the IOC, you're doing something bad.
The abuse of this steroid is increasing, mainly in Brazilian athletes in Brazil. It's present in medicines for dermatologic and gynecologic treatments, whereas the U.S. FDA does not approve of the use of these medicines that contain those anabolic agents.
You're masking something.
It's just, wow, this is a stunning blow to the Padres.
Really, because they haven't had him all year.
Right, but that, Beto, the reason they traded for Soto, I mean, they'll get him back next year. Yeah. But, they got Soto for three postseasons. This one and two more. You just took one off the board.
Yeah.
Now with no Tatis.
But good thing they got Soto.
Yeah, it is. Cap, I can't see them, though, going on a run.
Now what, Ramona?
There's another thing about the could be in contaminated meat.
Yep.
That's another one of those. Well,
that might have been the one they were talking about taking so long to actually announce it.
That's a good one because that's the one you can always rely on.
If you had intercourse with somebody else who was taking it.
Yeah, the
that's they're saying that's
that
possibly,
happened to like a bodybuilder or something.
I'm just reading about this is the clinical chemistry. I'm just looking on Oxford Academic.
Right,
you know.
Right.
What if I told you?
What if I told you?
No,
I mean, I'm just. This is like there's sometimes. So much... A lot of times when people get busted for.
What if I told you?
Yeah.
there's usually something. There's going to be an explanation. He's going to come out with some reason why he tested positive. He's going to say he did it, and
I was trying to get back up.
Yeah, all right, or, so we're gonna, I accidentally did it.
My favorite is always when they say, "I took a product that I got, and I didn't know that any of this was in there, and I'm now going to sue them." And then they never do. They never sue them. You know.
All right. So we're kind of covering two stories here at once.
Yeah.
Fernando Tatis suspended for 80 games. He's done for the rest of the year for taking a steroid. Deshaun Watson is expected to take the field tonight for the first time in over 500 days, and he's got all this stuff going on with these massage therapists. It's a longer explanation, but I'll give you the short version. He was suspended for 6 games by an NFL arbitrator. Roger Goodell and the league didn't think that was long enough, so they're appealing that 6-game suspension. The appeal ruling has not come down yet, so Watson's kind of a guy in limbo, and since the ruling hasn't come down, he's eligible to play tonight. Now, one thing he's never done, guys, this entire time, and I've kind of been astounded by it, is he's never shown any remorse at all. His consistent position has been, I have done nothing wrong. I don't deserve any suspension. He just did an interview pregame with the NFL Network. And as far as I know, this is the first time he has shown any contrition. He says, quote, "I want to say that I am truly sorry to all of the women that I have impacted in this situation." So you wonder if there's a settlement coming.
Well, there's been a settlement of most of these cases.
Right, but I'm saying a settlement between Cap, the league.
And the NFL. And him.
And him.
Possible. That maybe,
8 games, 10 games, whatever.
And he's also talking to the league network.
Right.
He could have talked to anybody else.
But also, this is a change in tune by Watson.
But listen carefully to what he's saying, though, John. Listen to the words. "I want to say I'm truly sorry to all the women that I've impacted in this situation." I'll guarantee you that those were carefully chosen words.
Oh, yeah.
So that he's not saying, "I did something wrong." He's saying, "I impacted you in this situation. Like, you've been involved in all of this. It's turned into a mess. You've been impacted in your life." He's not saying, "I'm sorry for what I did to you." I mean, I'm just thinking that a lot of this could be PR.
Yeah, I've never heard the word "sorry" come out of his mouth since this whole thing started until now. Yeah, because he doesn't want to admit any wrong. But I mean, come on, Beto. There's that one report. Who is Jenny Ventris
from SI?
Yeah, interviewed 68 women that he had. He had massages with 68 different. I love massages. I have my own massage chair. I haven't had 68 women give me a massage in my whole life. He had it done in 1 year.
Wow.
So yeah. I think that there may be a settlement possibility going on here. We'll see. We'll see. But hey, by the way, Cap, would you have put him out there? Let me play something for you. Get Up this morning, they were debating whether or not, you'll hear Dan Graziano ask the question. Damian Woody says, "I wouldn't even put him out there." Mike Tannenbaum says he would. Here's that.
"Let's assume for now that it's status quo and that he's suspended the first 6 games of the season but allowed to play in the preseason. If he is allowed to play, should he?"
What's the point? I mean, what's really the point of Deshaun Watson playing in the preseason game? Oh, I'm going to play him so he's going to be ready to play week 7? That to me makes absolutely no sense when you got the backup quarterback in Jacoby Brissett that you obviously have to get ready. And on top of that, we know in this league all it takes is one hit for you to find, you know, for your backup quarterback. So the third string quarterback needs to get reps just in case, you know, some type of injury happens to Jacoby Brissett. I know he's the new shiny toy with the Cleveland Browns, but to me, it just doesn't make any sense to have him out there.
Well, I mean, look, it's preseason, so they're probably all going to play at some point in the game. But, Mike, you see it differently. You think there is value in him playing.
Yeah, D. Wood, to me, this is a very unusual situation in that he's their franchise quarterback. It's been 585 days since he's played football. He needs reps at some point. This is probably the last meaningful opportunity.
Cap, if you were running the Browns, would you play Deshaun Watson tonight?
Yeah, I think both guys make a really compelling case. I really do. Because on one hand, if you play him, which he's going to play apparently here, the game's about to start. I was trying to find it, but the NFL Network has some other lame game on right now. But on one hand, you want to get him reps, and you want to get him reps with the first team guys. And on the other hand, you might not want to play him because, A, you got to get somebody else prepared, and B, what if this dude goes out there for a quarter and gets hurt for, you know, for some reason? So I think I'm leaning towards I don't really see a reason to play him.
There's no need to have him right now. Like, why? You already know you're going to hear backlash. You already know what's going on. Like,
right.
Why?
I'll give you my reason. I would play him, and here's why. I think the first time he plays is going to be weird and awkward and goofy, and why not do that in a preseason?
So get it out of the way?
Right. That's why I would do it. That's why I would play him.
Would you
play him?
No way, because he hasn't faced enough of the punishment yet. And I think in order, you know, people always think like you have to, it's going to be bad whenever you come back. But I think it's less bad if the general public feels like you've paid a price or you've had the punishment served, the time served. And so like he hasn't done that yet. And I don't know.
So I'm super biased in this story, by the way, guys. I have to make an admission, putting my cards on the table here for you. You ready? So my college roommate is the offensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns.
Okay.
And so when you're an offensive coordinator,
what's his name?
His name's Alex Van Pelt. When you're an offensive coordinator, you're like one step away from being a head coach, right?
Of course. Yeah.
And to think
Alex has interviewed for head coaching jobs before, hasn't he, Cap?
Yeah, he's like one of those guys that's next in line, so to speak, you will, right?
Okay.
And so most of that is because of his career coaching Aaron Rodgers and the success that they had together, et cetera. But it just bothers me so much that he goes to Cleveland and they have 1 year where Baker Mayfield looks like he's on the verge of being a star. They make it to the playoffs. And then the following year, which was last year, they fall all over themselves. And now they think they're getting a great player. But really what they've done is they've accepted all of the controversy. Somebody was going to, so they did. But for me, it's personal because here's my best pal. I want to see him get a head coaching job. And he tells me that Watson is an incredible player, which I know a lot of us already knew that in advance. But he scouted and did all the film work. Now he gets to see him on the field and he sees how really special of a talent he is. Not that that excuses what he did. But it's like, man, somebody gets fired on stuff like this. People get scapegoated on stuff like this, you know, and they may not have their best player, a guy who's supposed to be a top five quarterback.
Yeah, and what's interesting, I would, if I was the Browns, trade for Jimmy G.
Yeah,
you've been saying that, right? Would you say Giants too?
Yeah, I would. I don't understand why. I mean, I say this all the time. It seems to me that professional general managers in most sports are only concerned about not getting fired. Very few of them go for it. You know, like Daryl Morey is a go for it guy.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But very few GMs go for it. If I'm the GM in Cleveland, he's already shown he's not scared. He's signing Deshaun Watson. Go all the way. Go bring in Jimmy G. Give Van Pelt and the Browns a chance to win for 6, 7, 8, however long he's suspended, weeks. And then Jimmy G's auditioning for other teams for the following season. And Cap, you give yourself a chance to have – they're a playoff team. They're good. They're deep. Miles Garrett might be the best defensive player in the AFC.
Monster.
But they knew all of these issues before they traded for him.
Absolutely.
I mean, they knew.
Right.
And
so why not go all the way? Why stick Jacoby Brissett in there when you can go get Jimmy G for
– Yeah, no, I
Cap, what do you think? Second-round pick gets you Jimmy G?
Yeah, but I got to say, honestly, like Jimmy Garoppolo, look, he's had an excellent career. He really has. And he's been to a Super Bowl and an NFC Championship game. But I don't think he's that much better. Like, he's not head and shoulders, but like better. Like, we're like, oh, Jimmy G, Jacoby Brissett, man, it's not even close. I just think they're a team that believes they can win by running the football.
But then also, if you bring in Jimmy G, don't you start getting the look over your shoulder questions every week?
Not for Deshaun Watson. He's locked in as the number one. Yeah, I mean, there's no card to cut. Deshaun Watson, they gave him more guaranteed money than anybody in the history of the NFL. He's your quarterback. All right, you guys got a lot to talk about. By the way, the Padres have just issued a statement. I will leave that to you guys. Momo, thank you for doing this.
Yeah, fun.
Coming up, Bettinger and Scott Kaplan for Sedano and Cap, ESPN LA.